Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world, depending a little bit on how you count it, but it's anywhere from 26 to 33. And we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution.
So John Kerry believes that the solution to global climate change is to get rid of farming? Is that the answer here? 33% of emissions come from agricultural activity, and the goal is to get to net zero, so make less food? And clothing. I mean, you know, cotton too. I mean, as we always are reminded by Ryan Jenkins, our good friend, the farmer up in Jay, Florida, is it's not just cotton. It's sometimes the stuff, it's what you wear and what you eat both. So agriculture is 33% of, you know, all of the emissions. And therefore, if we're getting a net zero, we got to solve for that problem. That's the answer, really, is farm less?
But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. We just crossed that in this last year. Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today.
So I guess, yes, the answer there is yes. You've got to have less farming so that we can control what's happening into the planet. Okay, all right. We don't talk an awful lot about the climate stuff. I have a fundamental problem with the entire belief system. Because what you're telling me is that pigs farting and children being born are destroying the planet. That's basically the theory, right? Because carbon dioxide is the enemy. Carbon dioxide is a pollutant. And so the more people you have, the more carbon dioxide. And the more animals you have, the more carbon dioxide. And if you take down a tree, which I love trees, you know me, I love trees, but you're killing the planet. And I don't know, my Bible says be fruitful and multiply. And, you know, call that a religious doctrine, if you will. It certainly is. Say that's not a scientific belief. It certainly isn't. It's a moral belief. And I just don't believe in the basic theory that people and animals are the enemy of the planet. It strikes me as rubbish. Now, do I believe that there's climate differences? Of course. Do I know what's causing them? Well, I think there's a lot of possible explanations. But I don't believe that less farming, Mr. Climate Envoy, John Kerry, is the answer to whatever ails us. And yet that's what he seems to be saying here.
A 2-degree future could result in an additional 600 million people not getting enough to eat. And you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it. Doesn't work. So we have to reduce emissions from the food system to keep the 1.5 degrees alive.
So we have to farm less in order to avoid the problem that farming more will make it so that we can't feed the people. But the way we're going to feed the people is by keeping the planet cool and farming less, which means making less. It's just like I got caught in a logic loop. I don't know what he's talking about. Somebody looked at the text. They're always like, did he take a private jet to go speak about the environment? Right? It sounds like John Kerry, somebody here, sounds like John Kerry is pushing a Logan's Run scenario. Well, everybody under 30, right? Well, they're the most productive ones anyway. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Now, I want to play you a clip that I heard yesterday, and it's just flabbergasting. It really is. But if you take this belief, like, you know how you have these people that are throwing soup and God knows what else on paintings to get attention, and they're, you know, Greta Thunberg is like the apostle of understanding these things, and like, if you really believe that the planet is dying and then you don't want to have kids because you don't want to bring them into this horrible world and you don't want to make more mouths producing more carbon dioxide and, oh, it's us, oh, no. That produces a level of anxiety and depression that is almost impossible to fathom. And as evidence of it, I'll share a little clip with you here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays at this time. It looks like everything's running on posted speeds. We do have a little bit of a backup. It looks like at the front gate for Pensacola NAS as you're making your way on. It is backed up over the bridge almost to Sunrise Avenue. Use caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So I was listening to 1A. It's a program on NPR. The person who was hosting is a woman named Celeste Headley. She's a friend. I know her very well. Okay. And, we don't agree on a lot. That's okay. But they were talking about climate change, and they were talking about dealing with the emotional and psychological distress of climate change. It was kind of the topic of the program. And she was talking about, they had gotten a text in about somebody worried about, you know, angry and upset about what her neighbors were doing and, you know, how they weren't living up to their obligations to protect the planet. And then she shared this.
Maybe you have suggestions on how to handle that, especially with Sophia. You could see and hear in her voice the frustration with her possibly friends, family members. I feel that too, right? When I get extremely anxious with visible, tangible climate change happening, and my neighbor down the street for one person just bought a massive truck. And I felt anger. I felt anger in my body. What do you suggest I do with that?
Oh my God. Like, there's really people. I mean, I know her personally. Like, really people who... their neighbor buys a truck and they're sitting there just stewing in the fury of how dare they? How dare they? And then, the guest was not particularly helpful.
Sure, I agree. Like, I could feel the frustration and the anxiety in Sophia's voice in that call, right? Like, I felt that internally.
What?
And with you too, like, that frustration you feel, like, with emotions, right? They're always valid. That's always important to recognize. Emotional experiences are always valid.
Oh my God.
What we do with our emotions, maybe that's where we can draw the line. But if you feel your emotions, feel your emotions. If you try to push them away, they get worse.
No. Emotional reactions are not always valid. The whole idea of validity as a concept is that you can take evidence and put it with other evidence according to certain rules. We call those rules logic, in order to produce reliable, true conclusions. Emotions are the very definition of invalidity, because you can have an emotion and somebody else can have the opposite emotion, and yet you cannot both be true. Emotions are almost by definition invalid. What we should teach people to do is to have correct beliefs so that then their emotional responses are justified. Now, emotions are true in the sense that you have them. They are real in the sense that you feel them, but they are not all valid. Oh my, like, one person is angry and furious at the neighbor buying the truck. The other person's like, I feel you. Yeah, those emotions are real. I can't. The ball of just tension in people's stomachs that they must walk around with every day, feeling this way about everything they see around them, that alone is unhealthy. Whatever you might believe about climate change, that reaction, and of course, what they all say, and to be fair, within the worldview of Armageddon is coming, no, Andrew, that's a healthy reaction to the nuclear destruction that we face. That's a healthy reaction to everything that's being done to destroy the planet and the fact that it's going to take collective action by the all of us to cut back and farm less and drive less and belch less and have fewer pets and make fewer babies in order to save this precious, wonderful place that we get to enjoy life so much that we can all live like this on it. Oh, man, I guess I don't hang out with enough. I try to hang out with a lot of people who disagree with me, but this is one of those, like, really? Wow. 620 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my God, the texts. There were so many, but, you know, anyway. Let's read a couple of these. 437-1620. Did he take the jet? John Kerry is so stupid. Oh, my God, this is the most confusing person ever. Let's see. Somebody here says, I think it's part of the Bible. People call bad good and good bad. Oh, well, that's fair. Somebody says Soylent Green is people. That's funny. Somebody here says, oh, please, Andrew, I know Christians who get crazy mad when people don't put nativity up around them. Oh, no, agreed. I'm not saying that, you know, environmentalists have a, like, market monopoly on misguided outrage and anxiety. No, I agree with you. Many people who might well be Christians, okay, they certainly claim to be, but the level of anxiety and frustration and discontent that they have over issues like, you know, nativity or saying Merry Christmas or anything else, you know, I don't know. Again, my Bible talks about you being content and love, joy, peace are the fruit of the Spirit. You're right. It's not a monopoly on that side. That's fair. And then somebody says, now let's talk about fake meat. Okay, fairness. 621 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and win with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mapoyan, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
I think that that's nationwide with the teacher shortage. We're in a lot better shape than we initially thought. Our number originates back at the end of the school year, so late May, early June, and it's based on our retirement, our teachers that may transfer or leave our county altogether or our school system altogether, and then also those teachers that may need to complete some certification requirements. And so we start with that number and goal, and as of Friday, we are down to 47 positions.
Oh, that's pretty good. From 349 at the start of the summer, that's Escambia County Public School System. Malia Adams, she's the HR director, talking on Channel 3 last night. So they've cut the deficit of teachers from 349 at the beginning of summer down to 47. And they're thinking they'll even get there by the beginning of the year. We'll see. That's right around very soon. But, you know, good news, it's not 350, right? 625 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's back.
Yeah.
You feel okay? God.
Yeah, I thought it was food poisoning, but Darren and I, yeah, we both had, I don't know, he's still sick, so it's a flu.
Stop breathing on me.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know, I'm here for a day, so I hope I don't get anybody sick. I'm trying not to touch anything, I'm fine. As far as the, we're just watching one thing at the NES. Pensacola Main Gate is backed up almost to sunset this morning. It's a little slow getting onto the front gate at Pensacola NAS. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Make sure you wash your hands and vitamin C and not eat like a trash bag. I don't know. It could be food poisoning.
Raccoon.
And that would make sense that he's sick. I know, dude. I know.
I eat like a raccoon with ratatouille tastes. 625.
I haven't seen that movie.
Aww.
It's a cartoon. Just,
you know, you miss some great movies without having the kids.
I know. I really do.
Pixar makes some great movies.
Start kidnapping.
Anyway, some great movies. So.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Your solution to not knowing Pixar movies is to kidnap.
Start stealing children. Okay. That's right.
You know, fair enough. Everybody goes a different direction. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. says it is not encouraging or enabling military strikes outside of Ukraine's borders. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller telling reporters yesterday that it's up to Ukraine to decide how to conduct its war with Russia. The property manager for Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was in court in Miami yesterday. Carlos de Oliveira was indicted by a grand jury last week on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice and making false statements to the FBI. The special counsel's office alleges that Trump requested employees delete security footage sought by the Justice Department. It's not clear whether any footage was ever actually deleted or not. And, well, Andrew, another piece of my childhood is gone. The actor best known for portraying Pee-wee Herman, Paul Rubens, has died at 70. He was apparently undergoing treatment for cancer and didn't tell anybody about it for 6 years, apparently.
At the age of 70, right?
Yeah, he was 70 years old, and he actually prepared a statement ahead of his death that said, quote, "Please accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing the last 6 years. I have loved you all so much and enjoyed making art for you."
Didn't he also, I have in my head that he, in addition to Pee-wee, which of course
I can answer anything you have about Paul Herman.
Wasn't he also in Spy Kids? I have that in my head that he
Except
was
Except for that, because I haven't seen any children's movies.
I may be confusing him with somebody else. So, okay,
yeah, I'm
fair
not
enough.
Sure.
All right. So, yeah, David, thanks so much for the update. So I will confess, Pee-wee was never my thing. Okay, so I was aware, obviously, but I don't know. It never struck me. I don't even think I've seen Big Adventure. You know, all the way through, I've seen bits and pieces here and there. And of course, I know the catchphrases or whatever, but for you, this is a big deal.
It was. He was in The Groundling, which, of course, I didn't know when I was like 10 years old, but he had an HBO special. And back in the day when you had cable, like you just had HBO or nothing. And that was one of the first specials that I remember watching was the Pee-wee Herman show. And of course, he did go on to have the TV show. He did have The Big Adventure, but that was one of his characters was Pee-wee Herman. And but man, just like one of those things that got me through. And I had the doll and I had like all the puppets and stuff from the TV show, even though I was in college. And I'm telling you, I'm not on social media, but I promise in Black River, New York, everybody is wondering if I'm okay. Like I was fascinated. Anybody that's worked with me, like at TK or CAD or anywhere or college or high school, middle school, elementary school, I had a huge Pee-wee Herman. I still have a huge poster in the house that...
Well,
I know. I was very upset.
By the way, I did check. It was Alan Cumming was in Spy Kids, not Pee Wee.
Alan Cumming is great, but I could see those two remind me of each other terribly. Yeah,
and,
but anyway, he's sadly.
Of course, for me, part of the issue was
I know what he got caught doing was his
indecency charges and things. And
I know, but then he was at the MTV Music Awards. Hey, have you heard any good jokes lately? I know, but I had no idea he had cancer, and it was heartbreaking.
I knew you would do a much better tribute to him than I would, so
I almost put one together, but I just, it's Pee-wee Herman.
6:29 on News Radio 92.3. Governor J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, who is... he'll try some stuff. Here's one. Remember, he's the one actually a lot of things that he's done. The no cash bail. They've gotten rid of that in Illinois, which I think there's an interesting discussion to be had about that. But that's his move. His newest move now is that they're hiring cops and you don't have to be a citizen to be a police officer in Illinois. That's right. You do have to be legally authorized to work in the United States, but you do not have to be a citizen in order to enforce the laws of the United States of America. in the state of Illinois. That's a new law that he signed into effect that allows non-U.S. citizens. Now, here's where this, I will tell you this, where I find this interesting is that you can be a member of the military and you don't have to be a citizen, in case you didn't know that. You have to be a U.S. permanent resident, green card holder, and you have to speak, read, and write English fluently. But, you know, there are many people who join the military who are not citizens. It's a weird conundrum. It's not, these are not people who are illegally in the United States. These are people who are just not citizens. And so I think the way most people comment on this is they're talking about illegal. Well, that is not the case. So it's a weird one. I agree. But they are people who are following the law. The question is whether you think they should be enforcing the law.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. His former business partner, Devin Archer, says Hunter Biden sold the illusion of access to his father, the then vice president. That's how New York House Democrat Dan Goldman describes Archer's closed-door testimony for the House Oversight Committee. He says the Biden spoke by speakerphone during meetings and dinners, but not about business.
It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son is at dinner with, and that is literally all the evidence is.
Fox's Brooke Singman.
In a statement, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said Devin Archer's testimony confirms that Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he had no knowledge about his son's business dealings and was not involved.
Transcripts of that testimony are expected to be made public. Phoenix, Arizona ends its record 31-day streak of at least 110-degree weather. It hit 108 yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. News Radio 92.3, I'm David Wayne, 77. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. There's now a sixth case of anti-Semitic graffiti reported in Pensacola. This latest incident of vandalism involves several swastikas apparently spray painted along some newly built developments on Palafox. Five other cases of anti-Semitic vandalism have been reported here just in recent weeks in our area. And that includes bricks that were apparently thrown through a synagogue window and into a Jewish community center, as well as swastikas that were painted on a street sign over near the Blake Doyle skate park. Now, PPD says they cannot confirm that any of these incidents are connected until an arrest is made. Pensacola police looking into whether a weekend shooting at the Northwoods Apartments is possibly connected to the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis 2 weeks ago.
What I can say is there's a connection from the circles that people hang in.
Chief Eric Randall talking with Channel 3, and there have been no arrests made in Saturday's shooting at the Northwoods Apartments. Three people were shot while sitting in a car. Investigators say at least one person pulled up in another car, started shooting at them. Last Thursday, 22-year-old Trevoir Vanderhall was arrested in Georgia, and that was in connection to Jarvis's death. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says a 35-year-old cantonment woman was apparently pretending to be one of their officers.
Bobby Lee Sales turned herself into the Escambia County Jail on July 26th and is charged with one count of falsely impersonating a police officer. The investigation started in May when Sales allegedly visited a victim's home and presented a silver badge while wearing a firearm. Investigators say she told the individual that he was under investigation and she'd be back in a couple of weeks to search his home. Sales also allegedly identified herself as working for FDLE while having her car repaired at a local dealership, and agents believe there could be additional victims. If you've been approached by Sales identifying herself as an officer, you're asked to call FDLE Pensacola at 800-226-8574. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
It happens every year on the first Tuesday in August. It's National Night Out, an annual community building campaign that promotes police and community partnerships. And in Santa Rosa County, that event's going to start at 5:30 at the Clyde Gracie Community Center. That's on Byram Street in Milton. And the event will include over 30 vendors with activities, displays, and also free back-to-school supplies. The National Night Out event in Escambia County will be held later on this fall after temperatures cool down a little bit. Well, drivers apparently are saving millions of dollars under the new toll relief program. That, according to Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday, he says the program has now reached the six-month mark, and he estimates over a million customers have saved $200 million since January. The toll relief program will be in effect for another 6 months. It gives drivers with 35 monthly toll transactions a 50% credit to their account. DeSantis says with rampant inflation caused by bad decisions in Washington, he's proud that he's put Florida in the position to provide a year-long savings to families. 635, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. And Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Not much. The front gate of Pensacola NAS a little backed up this morning as people making their way onto the base. That's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a very hot day today. Dangerous heat is going to continue. Heat advisory in effect starting at 11 a.m. going until 7 p.m. Temperatures warming up into the upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digits. 10% chance of rain this afternoon, but most of us staying sunny. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. Dangerous heat will continue for your Wednesday with highs forecast to be around 98 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 80. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 79 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with your Money Now. Elon Musk's social media company is suing a nonprofit. It has accused the platform of allowing the proliferation of hate speech, escalating a continuing clash between the billionaire and the research group. X Corporation, formerly Twitter, alleges in a lawsuit that the group, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, prepares its research using flawed methodologies to censor viewpoints it disagrees with. The group claims Twitter had taken no action against 99% of 100 posts that the researcher said contained hateful content. Fast fashion retailers, including H&M and Zara, have for years enticed shoppers to buy more and more new clothes. Now these brands are pushing consumers to repair their old ones, too. The move comes as consumers and regulators press the fashion industry to lessen its environmental impact. Repairing clothes rather than throwing them away reduces waste and means fewer resources are used to make replacements. Zara this year is launching a nationwide repair service. That's your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Open for Lunch, Jackson's and Julia, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News,
Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News. Traffic on the Fives. Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
We have our former city clerk sitting here, 47 years. She didn't get personal. She didn't get political. And that's exactly what's happened here. I'm not questioning her abilities to do the job. I made my motion based on her actions, accusations that are untrue.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, I think every member of council should have been granted professional courtesy about this meeting, period. You know what I'm saying? All of us should have been asked about this situation. It should have been published what the actual council discretion, it should have been agenda what the actual thing is. Most people know what it is because we just do, but it should have been made public record that this meeting was to talk about the future employment of our city clerk.
So people wonder why we don't trust what goes on in city council because of the lies that we're told from time to time. So go ahead and vote, but if you fire her, then I hope the wrath of the voters come down on you.
Con! The wrath of the voters. Man, it's, you know, we call it Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, and I don't think...
They're so passionate.
It's so melodrama all the time. What's actually going on? What happened last night? Well, I can tell you the second half of the meeting, because I had really difficult problems with the stream for some reason. I figured it out now, but anyway. So I saw the second half of the meeting, and basically... because they had the regular executive committee meeting, and then they had this special called meeting to talk about Don Molinaro. Now, this whole meeting began on a bit of an interesting note, because the very first thing that happened in the meeting was you had the lawyer for Don Molinaro, the city clerk.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council members. Matthew Hargraves, 4268 Hazelhurst Drive, Pace, Florida, 32571. I am here today briefly to let council know I have been retained to represent Dawn Molinaro with regard to a whistleblower's complaint she's filed under the Florida Whistleblowers Act, Chapter 112.3187.
Okay, so she's got a lawyer. The city is going to be talking about some of the things that she has done, things that she has said, things that she has emailed. This includes an email that to tell you honestly, I know a lot of the backstory, and I had a lot of information. You think I talk about Milton a lot. There's a lot I don't talk about. And I'll tell you the reason is because it didn't seem productive to me. There's just so much drama going on in Milton. There's so much. I mean, there's crazy stuff going on. And it didn't seem to me to be useful news, honestly. Like, it would just inflame. Like, sometimes, you know, playing the comments by the citizens, it's entertaining, but it just teaches them that we're going to reward their bad behavior, and I'm not sure that that's helpful. And same thing, I was really kind of hoping we could be done with most of this. Well, we are not done with this. Not even now are we done with this after this meeting last night, I'm sure. But okay, here's some of the story. Okay, and I have had good interactions with Dawn. Dawn has been helpful for me in trying to get some records. I am still trying to get the record of the phone calls and the text messages between Mike Cusack and Scott Collins. He refuses to give them because he says they're not a public record. I mean, what he said was get a court order. He seems to think that a public record is only a public record if he discloses it publicly. That's not everything you do on your phone. You don't get to shield from the Sunshine Law just because you do it on your phone. That's the whole reason you're not supposed to do business on your private phone. But anyway, we'll see where that goes. But, you know, she had sent an email to Scott Collins an email in which it's got read last night, and I had been kind of not publicizing this email because I think probably Don said some things in this email and other emails as well that, you know, a lot of people said some things they wish they could unsay. And I was trying to give people the benefit of the doubt on that stuff. And in this email, she basically says that, you know, a lot of the city is corrupt. It's in council's pocket. She pleads with Scott Collins to come take the job. She's terrified in all caps that, you know, she thinks most of city employees don't want Ed Spears. And that's part of the reason I didn't want to read this, because it makes her look bad. It tarnishes Ed. It just, like, it makes everybody worse. But it is one of the things you have to understand as backdrop to this meeting. But that's not all. Okay, that's not even remotely all. One of the things that happened in the intervening time is that, as Randy Jorgensen explained last night, he's the city administrator currently, when he was out of the office, and I think it was also Bethany Anderson, the PIO, when they were out of the office, Don Molinaro went into their office and took their computers without telling them and took them down to the IT department and said, get all the stuff off of there. We got to make sure that we have all of the information and the data recorded properly. And then when the IT people didn't want to do it, she's like, I'm in charge here. This is my, again, allegation, my understanding. You know, Randy's out. I'm running things. Well, she doesn't run things, right? And so there was a lot of internal squabble over that. Here, this is Randy talking about this last night.
At any rate, what occurred was at 7:30 in the morning, that computer was taken from my office, taken down to IT, and it was done so without my knowledge. It was brought there, and two employees were implied to also be suspect because they have a relationship with another employee, which I didn't understand and still don't. And quite frankly, it was then implied that she was in charge in my absence, and that isn't true, and I think that was known. So having said all those things, is that a little bit troubling? Yes.
So this is, like I said, this is Randy Jorgensen on 11. I mean, this is like the loudest, most livid I've ever heard from him in public. And basically, you have the, you know, Jeff Snow, who's a city councilman who made the motion to terminate her contract.
I think the city clerk has overstepped her boundaries, and I make a motion to terminate her contract effective immediately.
Because she's overstepped her boundaries and is making decisions that are not in line with her job as a city clerk, is the allegation.
I've never questioned Dawn's ability. Mm-hmm. I think she is very capable of doing the job and doing it well. My issue is she's chose actions relating to this subject and made accusations that are gross accusations that are unfounded and untrue. And it's unfortunate.
Again, about, you know, corruption in the city and about how, you know, all these people are conspiring and all kinds of stuff, okay? That's the backdrop, and that's the motion that they were going to consider last night quite a ways into the meeting. I'll tell you how it turned out in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by FL511.com. It's hurricane season. Make sure you're prepared. Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. It's a message from FDOT. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. A little slow getting onto the back gate of Pensacola NAS. It was backed up all the way over the bridge, now just halfway over the bridge, so not too bad. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can certainly let us know. We do see something at Pine Forest and Graham Road now in Cantonment, and it does look like a possible roadblock. Certainly, if you know more or different or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to last night's special call meeting for the Milton City Council over the employment and or behavior, conduct, whatever, of Don Molinaro, who again has hired a lawyer to defend her as a whistleblower, which is the status that she's claiming under state law. So it was an interesting moment because you have two city council members who are clearly going to vote on her side. Okay. You have Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow. Then if there's a tie, the mayor is obviously going to vote for her. They're very good friends. I mean, she and the mayor called Scott Collins, the candidate for city manager position, from the mayor's house, I think on a Sunday, or maybe it was a Monday, but in any case, because they wanted to get away from any overhearing ears at city council. I mean, like, that's the level of dysfunction that's going on in Milton right now. And so, you know, that's kind of the backstory. Then you've got the four city council members who, five who called the meeting. Jason Vance, Matt Jarrett, Vicky Meese, Casey Powell, and Jeff Snow. Jeff Snow is the one who made the motion. Casey Powell seconded. So you got five members who called the meeting. Gavin Hawthorne hasn't really been involved in any of this yet. He wasn't at the previous meeting where they were trying to, the two were trying to get rid of Alex Andrade. So they get down to the end and everybody's got their say, and Gavin Hawthorne hasn't really said anything about this yet. So he gets asked to give his opinion. And he does, I mean, in quite a bit of detail.
I would like to hear from the one that's been the quietest tonight, Mr. Hawthorne.
You know, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I would like to know how you feel about
it. I think it is
things.
A cumulative effort of everybody that made this process terrible. Everybody. It's not that one person. It's everybody in this room. It's the entire city of Milton. We screwed it up. And nobody wants to be accountable that we screwed it up. We screwed it up. Everybody up here, everybody out there, we messed up. Okay, but the only way, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of excited, I have anxiety, but the problem is we're going to go backwards by firing, say, okay, you know what, I don't like the comments you said, we need to fire her. Oh, you know what, you stole my computer, we need to fire her. I'm not saying that's what you said, Mr. Jorgensen, but I'm saying that's the vibe that I'm sensing, that I'm gathering, just listening, that one person made a mistake. And now that person needs to be terminated.
And he says that he didn't really know anything about her until, you know, he found out, like, for example, that she was a Navy chief, former Navy chief. And he's like, that's somebody that's got integrity, so I know I can trust her. I'm not worried about that. So he says, let's move on.
Okay, has she made a mistake? Yes. Has anybody in here made a mistake? Absolutely. But we don't grow forward by punishing somebody and terminating somebody. We go forward by saying, okay, you know what, Don, lesson learned. You know what, just know, lesson learned. Lesson learned, let's move forward. Let's detail the process to make sure that we don't do this again. And that's what I have to say. Now that you want to listen, thank you.
So a guy who never speaks very much at all in the meetings. I mean, he and Jason Vance are having the competition for who can talk the least. But, you know, the crowd was with him. It was a very passionate speech. It was basically everybody's done something wrong. Let's move on and get past this. Jeff Snow says, I can't give up on the reasons that we're here and the bad behavior that she engaged in. And Gavin Hawthorne's like, well, I don't think you were listening to my speech then. So they went ahead and voted. And it was kind of an interesting thing because halfway through the vote, you know what the vote's going to be, even though you're still waiting on the rest of the vote.
You ready to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Jarrett?
This is to fire her.
What's your vote? Councilman Meese?
Aye.
Two.
Councilman Snow?
Three.
Councilman Powell?
Aye.
That's four.
Councilman Vance?
Nay.
Councilman Hawthorne?
Nay.
Councilwoman Darrow?
Nay.
Councilman Cusack?
Nay.
See, as soon as you got to the point where Vance voted nay, you knew it was going to be a 4-4. Because Hawthorne was clearly going to vote no, and you know that Farrow and Cusack are going to vote no. So that's a 4-4, and because you know that the only one who ever gets to vote when there's a tie, the mayor, is absolutely on Don Molinaro's side, then she's going to vote no, and that's going to fail.
Nay.
There you go.
We're adjourned.
That was it for the meeting. Boom, we're leaving. So, but I don't think we're done. I mean, I don't think Milton's done by any stretch of the imagination because Randy Jorgensen implied earlier in his comments, I did not play this time, but implied that there's more to come, that there's more allegations, and that maybe this meeting was meant to be like the easy way to deal with things as opposed to what might be coming now. I mean, I don't know, but we'll see. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at @PColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You
you know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters hit the stage. They'll have music selections ranging from soulful jazz, New Orleans jazz, all the way up to the newest dance hits plus R&B favorites. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
My heart only runs on Supreme. Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I end up working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for a gallon of gas, 378. Florida is 374. Mississippi is 328. And California is 501. The first time they've been above $5 in a while. 345 east of the Walmart, 345 west of the Walmart in Navarre. If you're going through Tiger Point, 341 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. If you're in Milton, 339 at the CEFCO, same at the P Ridge Murphy. And then 339, oh, that's at the first station. That's the Circle K. Don't wait until you get down the road. It's 345 at the Raceway. Let's see, 339 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, 339 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. That's a very common price in northern Pensacola. 329 is kind of an outlier. That's cheaper by a dime, the gas and go. That's the old TNC on Navy Boulevard. 656 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy is back today. Yay! Hope you feel better with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Roads are fine, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Pine Forest and Graham Road in Cantonment showing an accident with a possible roadblock this morning, but I'm not showing the roadblock, just the accident. So be careful, certainly, wherever you are. As you know, if you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly let us know. The back gate was backed up at Pensacola NAS. It looks like it's moving smoothly now, still a little ways over the bridge. If you have a traffic tip, though, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Mm-hmm. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
DJ Hernandez, the brother of late New England Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez, is now facing federal charges, apparently related to threats to carry out school shootings. The Department of Justice says Hernandez threatened to shoot up the University of Connecticut and three individuals who lived outside of the state. Hernandez was arrested last month for allegedly plotting shootings at UConn and at Brown University. Actor Angus Cloud, known for his role in HBO's Euphoria, has died at 25. His family says he passed away at their home in California. However, they did not give any details on his cause of death. And clinical trials for long COVID treatments starting up soon. It's estimated as many as 23 million people in the U.S. may have developed long COVID, with symptoms including fatigue, brain fog, dizziness, and loss of taste or smell.
Yeah, no, and we're finally kind of studying all of that stuff that you know, lots of people seem to be suffering from. David, thanks so much for the update. 658 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for... future news.
Tuesday morning future news.
Yeah. All right. Will anybody else outside of Illinois try this experiment of letting cops or non-citizens become police officers?
Yeah, if they need the police.
You know, if they need to hire people, they're going to find the people that they need to. And by the way, it does not allow you. You have to be, you know, a green card holder. Okay, you have to be legally in the United States. According to WEAR,
it's not going
to
pick it up or whatever.
Yeah, right. According to WEAR, there might be other people named in the lawsuit by Deanna Oleski against the two funeral home directors.
Do I get to guess who?
Yeah. Who do you think might?
Couple of county commissioners.
Do you think either or both Stephen Barry or Jeff Bergosh get added to this lawsuit?
Both.
Yeah, I think both at some point. Stephen Barry for sure.
Called it, what, Art the Clown?
Yeah.
I mean, that's awful.
Typically, these lawsuits are going to add people to any degree they think they can.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I would see that happening, yeah.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.